The most important thing about being a human being is to live as one's authentic self. And this authentic self is simultaneously the deepest part of who we are, and the part that is constantly in relationship with God. So we have become accustomed to a life that's based on doing, a life that's based on movement within time and space. And this is a function of the fact that we live in a physical reality with senses that relate to us, what's going on around us. And we move through space with the consciousness of being a physical being. This is a part of what it means to be authentically oneself, but it is not the whole. The wholeness of one's authentic self involves an embeddedness, an understanding, a realization that this one, this me, this you that's moving through time and space is being held in an envelope of greater meaning, greater purpose, and greater love than our physical being generally experiences. Why does our physical being not experience this envelope of meaning, purpose, and love? Because over time, eons of time, as souls, we have become identified with our physical bodies moving through time and space, and have, especially in the last century, become more and more aware of doing as a way of being in life that gives life meaning. And so we attach meaning to how much we do, how much we accomplish, how much we achieve. But meaning is not based on these things in its deepest sense. Meaning is based on the spiritual connections that one's heart and soul and deepest self makes with the life that is. And the life that is not just what's going on around oneself. The life that is the visible world and the invisible world. The invisible world that can become more visible to our spiritual senses if we allow it to. And so many people, because they feel bereft and having lost this sense of spiritual context and envelope, turn to the domain of doing and of movement through time and space as if it were sufficient, as if it were enough to give life meaning. In the end, it turns out that it is not. Because in the end, all movement stops on the physical plane and one leaves the physical body to become the next level of one's being, which is the non-embodied form of one's consciousness and self. So in the end, just doing is not enough. And yet it has the attraction and seduction of something so familiar and so habituated in our consciousness that it's hard to stop. So the heart begins to long for the authentic self. The heart begins over time to long for something that's not just movement through time and space, that feels like it's implanted deep, deep, deep within the self as a source of nourishment and life. And as the heart begins to long more for the deeper sense of meaning, a channel begins to open to the soul, which is our word for the deeper self, the part of the self that's connected with God. And those of us who have a stronger desire, having evolved into that sense of longing for that authentic connection, need to know that resting is as important as doing, that being alone is as important as being busy, that becoming aware of one's inner world is as important as looking around and seeing the outer world, that these things are the avenues and pathways to one's deeper self. And so we turn to those moments of quiet and resting in ourselves to send out a request, an intention, a signal, that we may come to know who we are as human beings, who we are as authentically ourselves. In order to answer this question, outer silence is important. In the end, it isn't important, because in the end, the outer and the inner merge, and so what is inner silence becomes outer as well. Even if one is busy, outer silence is a state of being, not a reflection of a noise level going on around oneself. So in the end, it can be that we walk through time and space immersed in our inner silence, which is the open pathway to God. But in the meantime, it's important to rest within ourselves. It's important to seek that deepest anchor of the authentic self that requires quiet and that requires that probing, asking, who am I and what is the meaning of what I am doing and feeling and being right now? The answer to this question is not a mental answer. It comes as an evocation, an emanation of the heart, telling us when we feel most alive and when we feel less alive. The answer to the question of meaning creates a sense of richness of life. It creates a sense of presentness, so that we know in particular circumstances, now I feel that I'm more here. Now I feel that I'm more myself. Now I feel that something that was hidden or buried in me is finally able to express. And those cues that come from the heart let us know when we are realizing more of our authentic self. It has to do with presentness, with meaning, and with the feeling of being fully aligned with a deeper truth. The heart has to awaken to begin to search for this. The mind and the values of the contextual society, the world in which we live, can say, no, resting isn't important. Being silent is not as good as being with a group of people. Being alone is not as valuable as being with others. Our world and our social values can say all those things to us. And so the heart has to long for something that's different. It has to long for a return to the authentic self that's connected with the meaning of the divine core of our being. This is the deepest meaning that we carry, and yet the world as we know it may, under certain circumstances, give little value to this deeper meaning, and so we may be pulled away from it many times in the course of a day and even in the course of a minute, because we can be pulled away not only by the values of others, but also by our own thoughts. Our thoughts can leave what the deeper meaning of our experience is, what God's presence is saying to us in the silent place of our heart. And we can be in a moment off with a whole string of thoughts that have nothing to do with that, that have to do often with anxiety about how to manage a particular situation, or with feelings that are just running through the emotional body, or with plans, fears, memories, all kinds of things that the mind can create as activity. And so it's not just the world and its pressures that create a loss of depth, a loss of authentic self. It's the way we relate to our hearts. And those of us who are ready, who have a longing, need at all times to know this, that we must create the space for our hearts to become more important in life, that we must create the space for our souls that create messages to our hearts to speak to us so that we can hear. And in order to hear, we need to create silence, the silence in which to hear the deeper messages. In these moments of listening to me speak, we are taking a journey into the deeper realms of being, letting go of other thoughts, letting go of other things that we may have felt are absolutely more important that involve doing. And we try in these moments of quiet contemplation to breathe and to feel with our deepest heart, what is the meaning of my life right now? What is the meaning of this moment? How present am I? Meaning and presentness have a great deal to do with each other. Meaning, presentness, and aliveness have a great deal to do with each other. And so we are not looking for a mental answer to the question of meaning, but rather an emotional and physical answer that tells us, right now, in this moment, I'm fully here. Right now, in this moment, I feel fully alive. Right now, in this moment, there is no separation between myself and the reason for which I took birth. Now that is the goal, and along the way there may be interfering influences so that the connection is not clear. And so in the presence of those interfering influences, we reach toward our hearts again and again, reaching toward the meaning that the heart can convey to us. Aliveness, unity, oneness, love. This is the journey that humanity is on, and it is at the present time moving to the next stage of its unfoldment. Because all hearts are being enlivened, awakened, by the greater presence of the divine that exists on the earth today. All hearts are being enkindled, and so it is possible for more life to be present, for more truth to be present, for those who seek meaning to have a more direct access to their deeper selves. And so in this moment, you can see where you are with this, reaching to your own heart, your own authentic self, and can feel the longing, which is a precious longing, to feel more deeply, to know yourself more deeply, to know God within you more deeply. This longing is a gateway, an important gateway, to realizing more of the truth of who you are. May all beings be blessed with the awareness of their own divine selves. May all come to know the richness of meaning and of life that lies within their deepest heart. May all that obscures, covers, distorts, or creates obstacles to this knowledge be dispelled and removed from awareness, so that humanity as a whole and each of us as individual beings can live from the truth that we are. Thank you for joining me in this podcast, and I look forward to being with you again next time.